This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Jan 3 underscore May. January 3rd be first posted January 3rd 2009 Psalm 70 to bless the king. Paraphrase, O God, give the king thy justice and righteousness, that he may judge your people in righteousness and give justice to the poor. May the mountains and hills produce prosperity and righteousness. May the king defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. Psalm 70:4. May the king live as long as the sun and moon, throughout all generations. Let him be like rain showers that refreshes mown grass, and waters the earth. May righteousness and peace abound in his day, until the moon ceases to exist. May he have dominion from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Psalm 70:8. May his foes grovel in the dust in his presence. May the kings of Tarshish, in the western Mediterranean, Sheba and Suba, in South Arabia, pay him tribute and bring him gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. Psalm 70:11. When the needy, the poor and helpless call upon him, he delivers them. He has pity on them and saves them. He regards their blood as precious, and redeems their lives from oppression and violence. May he live long, may the gold of Sheba be given to him. Let prayers be offered for him continually, and blessings invoked for him daily. May the land overflow with an abundance of grain and fruit, and may the people fill the land like grass of the field. May his name endure forever, and his fame be known as long as the sun exists. May all people and nations bless themselves by him and call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May his glory fill the whole earth. Amen, and amen. Psalm 72:18-19. Commentary, Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of this psalm. Jesus is God in human flesh, Colossians 2:8-9, John 20:28, and possesses the character of God. He has been given God's righteousness and justice, which is far above human ability. He alone is righteous. In his physical lifetime, he was tempted just as we are, but he was sinless, perfectly obedient to God's word, unto a terrible death on the cross. Jesus is the righteous judge, who will return on the day of judgment, and judge all people with the justice of God. He will not judge us by the world's standard of justice. In this world's justice, the rich and powerful are favored and the poor, weak and needy are oppressed and exploited. Jesus will be the standard of judgment, against which all will be judged. Those who have accepted Jesus as their eternal Lord and King, and have trusted and obeyed him will have been born again, John 3:3-5-8, and will enter eternal life in God's heavenly kingdom. But those who have rejected Jesus and have refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus will be condemned to eternal destruction in hell, Matthew 25:31-46, to Thessalonians 1:5-10. Jesus is the eternal King who will reign in God's kingdom forever. The sun and moon of this creation will pass away, but his kingdom will endure forever. Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. His dominion is over all creation, but not everyone acknowledges and accepts his dominion. This is the age of God's grace and salvation. He allows us the freedom to choose whether or not to trust and obey God's word, and to learn by trial and error that his word is good, feasible, and perfectly in our best interest, Romans 12:2. But God isn't going to tolerate rebellion forever, or at all in his heavenly kingdom, or it wouldn't be heaven. The day of judgment is coming, at the end of our individual lives, when God's grace and salvation will no longer be available. When we die, time stops for us, and our eternal destiny is fixed and unchangeable. In that day, the Lord will command and we will have no choice but to obey. Those who are saved by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus will rejoice, but the enemies of Jesus who rejected and disobeyed him will be in eternal misery and destruction in hell. Jesus is the Son of David, Matthew 1:1-17, 21:9, the fulfillment of God's promise to David that his descendant would inherit his throne eternally, to Samuel 7:5-13, Psalm 89:20-29. The Queen of Sheba brought gold and gifts to King Solomon, the son of David. The Magi, wise men, the three kings, brought gifts and gold to Jesus at his birth, Matthew 2:1-12. Jesus is the eternal heir to David's throne. The Lord helps the poor, weak and needy when they call to him in faith. He also withholds blessings from the rebellious and disobedient, in the hope that they will turn to the Lord and acknowledge that he is the provider of every good thing, Psalm 39:10-11 RSV, Deuteronomy 28:38-42, Malachi 3:10-11, to Chronicles 7:13-14. I think America today is experiencing God's corrective discipline. People work longer and harder and have less to show for it. It now takes two incomes to maintain the same standard of living which used to be provided by one income. Fires and floods are ravaging the land. America needs to wake up and return to obedient trust in God's word, so that the Lord will again bless us with prosperity. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23. Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14. Ephesians 1:13-14.